Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by two members of the Unified School Board, Dr. Kenneth T. Whalum Jr. and Kevin Woods, along with Bill Drees from the Memphis Daily News. So we have, as always, many things to talk about, and they change even, you know, as we come up close to this show. There's a report Friday, commercial appeal, that John Aitken, the superintendent from the Shelby County School site, is talking about a buyout, that it could be up before the board this Tuesday. I guess first, have you heard that that may be happening this week? And what are your thoughts? Is that a good idea, a bad idea? Let me start with you, Kenneth.
Well, I heard that it may be happening, and I won't judge whether it's good or bad. I'll say that I don't blame him.
And why is that?
Well, I've been saying for months now that Shelby County Schools has a superintendent, and I didn't see the wisdom and still don't see the wisdom in doing a search at all, let alone a national search. And for us to, sometimes we sit and discuss superintendency as though Dr. Aitken is not even in the room. It's got to be very frustrating for him. He's established a track record, very great success, and I just wouldn't blame him if he decided to try to opt out. I don't know that that's the case.
Okay, and Kevin, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I haven't personally talked with John as of today. I did see the commercial appeal article indicating that the buyout may be on the table.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think where we are right now, I think John has done a good job. I think he should continue to serve as the superintendent. And I think if the board had voted for a search, it would probably be in our best interest to continue that process. Yet and still, I see no other candidate as of right now that could rise to the top and prove that they're ready to do the work like John has. So I do think that he's in a position to be selected if the search is to continue. So I haven't spoken with John yet. So as of right now, I'll reserve judgment until I speak with him.
Okay, Bill.
What is your impression of when he would leave if this buyout comes about? Because timing, as always in all of this, is very crucial. If we're talking about after September 1, that's one thing. If we're talking about, as it was with Dr. Cash, here's the deal, he's going to be out at the end of the month, then it seems to me that that has implications for the merger. What's your understanding of the timing?
Well, I'll start there. First of all, you know, when you look at Cash's deal, when the buyout was taken and it was imminent and the decision was to start at that point, John became the de facto superintendent for the merger. He was charged with making transition take place, and I think he had a leadership role there. But I think there would be a huge void if John was to make that decision and it became effective immediately.
Dr. Aitken has demonstrated great integrity,
right,
and I would be overwhelmingly surprised if, even if he were bought out, I'd be surprised if he left at a point that would leave the system teetering any more than it is.
Right.
So I would think he'd stay on.
And is there anything you all can do? I guess you're two board members of a big board, but anything you all can do to try and, you know, change his mind? I mean, you're both speaking very, you know, passionately that he is good for the job and you'd like to see him stay and you're surprised by this. Is there anything you can do?
Well, we can do what I suggested that we do months ago, and that is just say, hey, thanks, John. We want to keep you as superintendent,
right.
But the board chose not to do that. But of course, there's something we can do. We can say, stop the search, or we can say, our search ends at Dr. Aitken.
And I think I read that the search process really is kind of in early stages. I mean, there are community meetings coming up over the next few weeks, and I don't think, you know, any narrowing down of candidates. So that process is an ongoing one, which gets us into the special master, which is in part what, you know, we thought we'd be speaking about more
right
today, which is, you know, the appointment of a special master, in part because Hardy Mays, the federal judge, was frustrated with, you know, things not moving fast enough. And I think one of the things he really highlighted was the inability to appoint a superintendent. So how does this fit in that mix of the special master coming in? I mean, is this where you hope that Rick Masson, the special master, supersedes the board?
Of course. Master Masson can provide some clarity and some closure, and really he can streamline the process by virtue of the sheer authority he's been given by Judge Mays.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.